The third chapter of the Bible records the devil's temptation of our first parents and their fall into sin. While this account is dismissed by many as an ancient myth, it is history, history without which it is impossible to understand the human condition. Furthermore, we have here valuable insight into the approach of the evil one in seeking to get people to do evil, people like us. The devil likes to play a mind game, asking leading questions which lead us into wrongdoing. God's instructions to Adam and Eve were clear and plain, but Satan asked, "Did God really say?" Doubt is the opposite of trust. Trust in God is at the heart of right standing with Him and living right, too. Here Satan attacks, whether the subject is speech, sex, possessions, or Jesus Christ Himself. Therefore, we need to fortify ourselves with the Word of God. The Bible blows away the clouds of doubt and centers our hearts on Jesus Christ. He's the one who makes us confident that what God says is really so.